You are listening to the Bugcast episode 300.
Hurrah!
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is the very special and much awaited episode 300 of the Bugcast. Thank you everybody for listening to us. On tonight's show, we have a smorgasbord, or however you pronounce that, of tracks that have been recommended to us by our listeners. 12 tracks from 13 people. That will make sense later on. We do have the Mumble chat room open if you want to come in and join us live. Details are in the chat room at thebugcast.org/live. If you're not in the chat room but you still want to participate, we are on Twitter. At twitter.com/thebugcast. If you manage to tweet us whilst we're still on air, then I will try and endeavour to read your name out. It's just me for the moment. Caroline is still trying to settle our lovely son, who has decided on today of all days to delay going to sleep. So for now, it's just me. So good evening, people in the chat room. Or even the mumble room.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Chris, who's currently, I think... Oh, there she is.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Right, we'll be talking to you guys a bit later on. Please feel free to give your opinion on the choices. It just so happens, with Kevy being in the chat room, our first choice is from Kevy. So I will let him, from a pre-recorded message, explain his choice.
Hello, hello. This is Kevy from the Tux Jam and Cravens podcast, and I am just here to congratulate Dave and Caroline on an absolutely cracking milestone of 300 shows of the Bugcast. That's just utterly amazing. And throughout that time, you've played an awful lot of amazing tracks, which I've enjoyed, but the one that has really stood out for me in over the last 100 shows has got to be a band I've loved for a while since they appeared in Jamendo. I've absolutely loved this group. They are called Absent Feet. And the track which you played in episode 208, I think it was, is Poor Joe. Enjoy.
Just keep falling down, down, down.
fall. Some road is sunken in, and that lets you hope that I would keep you. I would hold on, but you just don't know. I let you hope that I would keep you. All I would have you, so if you just came close.
Was Absent Feet with a cracking track called Poor Joe that we did play, as Kevy quite correctly said was played on episode 208 of the Bugcast way back in 2012. Quick update on the Twitter. Thanks to Chris from Canada, who is listening live and also in the Mumbler right now, for Twittering us, retweeting the thingy, that the fact that this show's live, whatever. So thanks for that. So, Kevy, you said about the track. Now, this is a track that I would have chosen for next week's show had I remembered that it was actually within the 2-year span. So, no, good shout for grabbing that.
Yeah, great minds think alike.
Yeah, awesome track as well. I can't actually remember how I found Absent Feet, but definitely a really, really good track.
I think I might actually have played them initially on an early episode, a very early episode of Tux Jam, because I discovered them on Jumendo, and I can't believe that are not more well-known, to be honest. They are brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Awesome stuff. Good start. Excellent start to the show. If anybody's curious as to how I've ordered the tracks that we're playing tonight, I'm playing them in chronological order of show. So that was the oldest track that's been submitted to us from our listeners. Going towards the more recent plays. Okay, next up is a submission from Chris from Canada. And I forgot, can't raise my button. There it is.
Hey, it's Chris from Canada, the host of Insomnia Radio Canada and the Vast Expanse podcast. So congrats to Dave and Carolyn on reaching yet another milestone, another year, another 100 shows. They've played some fantastic tracks this year, all kinds of great stuff from Canada. The Easton Ellis's, Aviator Shades, Chasing Eilon, lots of great music. So how do I pick just one great track from the entire year? Quite a challenge. You've outdone yourselves again this year, and hopefully the next 100 shows will be just as fantastic. So my choice for this show would be a song from Chasing Eilon. It's a group I have played on my podcast as well. They are from Richmond, BC in Canada, which is on the West Coast. And Alvin, the lead singer, actually did a bumper for my show. So my choice, Chasing Eidolon, and the song played on the Bugcast show 211, Set Me Free.
See this again. I'm sick and tired of everything. I wonder if this is the end. I just wanna run away. Set me free, because
upside down. Set me free, 'cause of you. I listen to the words of mine just to make it through. So goodbye, I realize I can't survive. Rather leaving me out of sight. And don't try to find me. Save your breath.
Awesome track choice there. That was Chasing Eidolon with Set Me Free, as suggested to us by Chris from Canada. So, awesome, awesome track. Thoughts on that one, chaps?
Really nice track, actually. I don't know, it just kind of reminded me a wee bit of Brian Adams from Everything I Do, that kind of either kind of thing for a love tune.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I kind of get that, definitely. No, that's great. Brilliant. Right, well, Caroline is going to be joining us very soon, as she's now managed to settle Alex. Hey, yes, the monitor's here, yes. Right, I think it's time for one more track, and then we'll have a proper chat with the people that are listening live. This next track has been recommended to us by Alex UK, who is in the chat room at the moment. And he says, I was packing to move when you played this on episode 228 of the Bugcast, and it made me smile. With lyrics, I don't live there anymore. Say hello to everyone. I'm afraid I have to go. This is I'm Doing Fine by Lorenzo's Music.
A little man with a bug-eyed grin talked to me about back when and how everybody's been. Good reason you cringe to even think about. Someone will remember me. I'm doing fine. I don't live there anymore. Say hello to everyone. I'm afraid I have to go. Just to fall down. Me, I'm doing fine. What's good or what's not? Got me by default, just play it by ear. Guess I'll find out when I'm dead.
again. Me, I'm doing fine. An overstocked buffet of your evil ways. Yes, liquor will be served. And how's everybody been?
That was Lorenzo's music with I'm Doing Fine, which we played on episode, I'm in the wrong spreadsheet, 228 of the Bugcast. Thank you to Alex UK for recommending that. Good track, good choice. For those that don't know, the lead singer of Lorenzo's music is Tim Ray, who is the, sorry, Tom Ray even, who is one of the hosts of Music Manumit, another great music podcast. So, yes. Hello.
Hello, sorry for my ish, Yannick, my 21:30-ish, but I did have an excuse. I was settling our son.
Is that
whose
an excuse?
Grandparents let him sleep for 2 hours between 5 and 7. Apparently he did wake up at 6. Mum said he gave her a cuddle and he went back to sleep again. But she should have shoved the bottle in then, shouldn't she?
Nice. Yeah, shove the bottle in. Yes. Awesome stuff.
I'm feeling a bit tender as well.
Aww.
I was playing handball.
Aww.
Me and a 6'2" chap went for the ball at the same time.
Aww.
He won.
Well, there you go. Right, now that you're here, would you like to do a roll call? And the guys in the mumble, please do feel free to shout out at you as your name is called.
I will mumble, but before I do that, Yannick says, I believe you, I'm sure the ish thing is always Dave's fault.
For woo-hoo context,
starting at 21:30-ish.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
So we have Steve B, Alex UK, Bodhi, Chalkalom.
Hello.
Hey, Chris from Canada.
Oh, she's muted.
Craig N, expat Paul, Gregorio SW, Ian has a beard, John the nice guy, Joe's F1, K5 Tux.
Ahoy, hoy.
Kevy.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Lainey.
Good evening.
Luke.
No,
McNalu, Muggers 87, Paranaya, Popey almost there, R7, you, me, Feru, Thistleweb, and Yannick.
Wow, what a turnout. This has got to be one of the busiest champs we've had in quite some time. You mentioned McNalu earlier on. We have a message from him.
Ooh. Hello from McNalu's armchair. I'm sitting here in this plush, velvety, soft cushioned chair and thinking of all the effort that has gone into the 299 Bugcast episodes before this one, the grand 300th episode. It all sounds like far too much work. So you permit me a slight indulgence, the extra effort involved in raising my glass of malt a millimetre or two to toast your success on your 300th episode.
Am I allowed to tell the listeners what you just said? Or do you want to say it instead?
I just said that his voice sounded a little bit like Billy Connolly.
Okay, I'd be interested to hear what McNalu has to say about that.
I will like hasten to add him being serious, not when he's usually his usual comedic self.
Oh, no! Yes. Cool. Yes. Anyway, yeah,
ooh,
thanks for that.
A wee jobby.
Yes, thanks for that, McNally. Appreciate you sending that in. Right, we're going to have another piece of music now. Now then, this is a song that was recommended to us by John the Nice Guy. And he said, I've been playing back all the CCHits.net tracks and picking out my personal favourites. And I came across this track And it just struck me how beautiful it was. It was played on show 233, and it's just great. I'd love to hear it played again. This is The House of the Old Boat with Never Write a Love Song.
You'll never write a love song without it sounding foolish. The best you'll hope for is just blissful ignorance. Dissonant lately, these words I couldn't say. The smile that's off your face, but I feel like a new man who's ready to take his place. The smile that's off your face, but I feel that I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. You'll never write a love song without it sounding foolish. The best you hope for is just blissful ignorance. One day you'll write a top line, but with it words and music, you'll make it safe and never send it on to me. Your touch is leading me there. You know, you've been through this. Your face saying it all. The smallest of your face, but I feel like you. Words and music, you'll make it safe, and then you'll send it all to me. You'll never write a love song without it sounding foolish. The best you hope for is just blissful ignorance. One day you'll write a top line, but with it words and music, you'll make it safe. Sounded all to me.
say the man descended all to me.
That kicker was The House of the Old Boat with Never Write a Love Song, as recommended to us by John the Nice Guy. Thanks very much for recommending that. Caroline very quickly pointed out during the beginning of that song, this is a song that she originally chose back on episode 233.
Yes, and I still like it.
Yes. Mixed reception in the chat room. One or two people said they weren't so keen on it. But
one or two people or one person?
I thought I saw another one. But anyway, somebody said they weren't too happy on it, or too happy with the track. But I kind of see where they're coming from. So, what are you staring at?
Sorry, I didn't realise that was highlighting the next song because I was trying to work out what does Money Goats have to do with
that's the name of the
House
album
of the Old
from.
Boat. But yes,
no,
it's a different album.
No, different album, different artist. But, oh, hang on. I've been locked out of the mumble, guys. Sorry about that. So, thoughts on the music choices so far, then?
I quite like them. Like, I must admit, I was kind of undecided in that last one myself. And yeah, I think there were three or four that actually said they weren't too keen on that one in the chat room.
You were paying
a
lot more attention than I was.
Towards that track.
You were very positive. Excellent.
I enjoyed that.
Good stuff. Good
what's
stuff.
Good about this good tune, about this
show?
Podcast
yes.
show is the diversity.
Absolutely.
And it's not one size fits all, so it's good to have likes and dislikes and yays and nays.
It certainly is, and I think with us having, the two of us having a fairly wide-ranging musical taste that doesn't necessarily overlap too well, it means that the stretch of genre and the stretch of variety is a lot wider had it just been just you or me. And the fact that listeners suggest music as well, which is absolutely awesome. Anyway, we're going to have another track now. Now, this is a track that was recommended to us by somebody who wishes to remain anonymous to the point where they didn't actually tell me who they were. So it's not really a case of me keeping them anonymous. They are anonymous. This is a track that was played on episode 236 of the Bugcast, and it is by Paradeal, and it's called Donde Están Las Larvas.
Thank you.
that was Paradiddle with Dond Estan La Larves, which I think I actually pronounced incorrectly the first time around. Nice upbeat track.
It was quite lifted.
I can't remember who originally chose that.
Don't
it's entirely know. Possible. That could have been you.
Could have been.
Could have been. Awesome. Righty-ho. I know there are some people trying to get into... I know there are some people trying to get into Mumble without much success at the moment.
Rather, people trying to get out of Mumble.
Nobody's trying to get...
Visitors of people going, "Let me out."
You can click the X button anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Just like you can never leave the game that you just lost.
Oh, nuts.
I haven't lost the game in ages.
Nor had I.
You have now.
Oh, we have another message.
Hi, this is Lance Goodman from the Dumb Down Life podcast, and I'd like to congratulate Dave and Caroline on reaching the fantastic 300 show milestone. Well done, guys. Keep up the great work, and here's looking forward to show 500.
Awesome stuff. It's good to hear from Lance. Apparently, Dumb Down Life is coming back again.
Again.
But it may not be the same as it was before, because whereas Dumb Down Life started off as a 3B, and then it went down to a duo, it could now be a solo effort with guests.
Isn't that how Free for Thingy, the Mac Taylor one, did?
No, the Random 3 was always
Random
him.
Random 3. No, but it was always
him with guests. No, it was either him or guests. I don't think... Oh, actually, no, I think I guested with him on one show. So I remember going upstairs with the netbook to talk to him to get out of your way. Anyway. Indeed. Right, more music. This is our sixth choice of the evening.
By Incius, I do believe.
It was. Would you like to read out the blurb?
Yes. So this is in Incius's words.
Yes.
So just pretend I'm Incius at the moment. Every week there is a book cast, and now it is 300 of them. Amazing. Big smiley face.
Maybe a little less patronising.
It has a perfect tempo and the voice flows and floats over the beat.
Talking about the song.
I was about to say.
Sorry.
Get rid of my...
Just do it.
If not polyrhythmic, at least slightly contrapuntal. The groove is very dynamic, swinging, as a duffer would say, and the soundscape is beautiful. I could say more, but this is a family show, and I could say more, but my husband kept using my jokes. So this is Love Shadow featuring... Featuring Trifonic and Amelia June with The Sweetest Sin.
Where the world
That was Love Shadow and The Sweetest Sin, as recommended to us by Inskius. So thank you very much indeed for putting that through.
I said it was recommended to Inskius. You did. Didn't I?
Yes. Now, the next track we have is actually submitted to us from Chocolom, who is sitting in Mumble at the moment. Now, originally, Chocolom, you didn't actually put anything in here to explain why you chose the track. Would you like to give us a little bit of insight?
Yeah, I heard this band with the strange name of Glasgow for a Spanish band. That's a really funny name. Previously on the podcast,
thinking that it was Scottish at the time.
Oh, right. And that set me off to Jamendo to look up other tracks that they had. And I found this track, and it's probably my favourite track on the whole of Jamendo. So, well, it's all personal opinion.
Okay, well, would you like to introduce the track then? Hello? Chocolom? He's disappeared. Oh well, this is Glasgow with Busca Vidas.
Bajo un segundo a fumar, a darme vueltas. Fantasías abandonadas a la desidia de las semanas, sin nada que imaginar. Acostúmbrame a tus caprichos, dame cuerda una vez. Paciencia en los días tristes, no me permitas volver atrás. Confesar que vida pasa y pasa.
That was Glasgow with Busca Vidas, as recommended by Chocolom. So thank you for recommending that to us. Now, before we go on to our next track with an introduction, just want a quick shout out to Scott, a friend of ours who lives locally. He retweeted one of our links on Facebook. And also to Bearded Ian, who is getting another shout out, because he's actually in the chat room as well, for tweeting us for the 300th show. So, just to recap, if you have joined us halfway through, this is the 300th episode of the Bugcast, and this is our Listener's Choice celebration, where 13 of our listeners have recommended 12 tracks to us to play from our last 2 years worth of playlists. Mm. Right, quick shout out and hello to John the Nice Guy and McNalu, who have now finally managed to join us. He says, I'm now in Mumble. McNalu and John the Nice Guy, who have now joined us in Mumble. Good evening, chaps.
Hello.
Okay. Right, we're going to go straight on to our...
Did that not work?
Say again.
I said, John? Did that not work? I thought I said hello, but it didn't. Obviously didn't work.
No, it did come through. Just it was kind of very abrupt. So I couldn't actually tell who it was. Anyway. Right. Here is our next track, as recommended by Colin from the Ouroboros podcast.
So I'm a terrible, terrible person who is roughly 3 years behind with listening to the Bugcast, which I'm sure makes me rather unique amongst the people who will be contributing to this 300th episode special. But one thing that will distinguish me from a lot of the people who will contribute to this show is that I've met Dave and Caroline in person, have interacted with them, and Caroline, you still owe me a hug since we didn't meet up at the last pod crawl. But one thing I did do at the last pod crawl was discuss the wonders of Creative Commons music with Dave and John the Nice Guy. Now, I knew John the Nice Guy was, you know, into the whole Creative Commons thing, and his show CC Hits is a really cool idea. And when I went to the pod crawl, I was eager to share a new discovery I'd recently made. And that is a fairly big artist, or somebody that I consider to be a big artist, had released an album under the Creative Commons banner. And she'd also created a music video which was rather explicit, but also very, very cool. And it made my top 10 list of the best videos for 2013 on my show, The Ouroboros Podcast. But when I got there and discussed this artist and her Creative Commons album, I was surprised to discover that not only did Dave know who I was talking about, he had actually played this artist already, and played the track with the rather explicit video. Which, I have to admit, rather shocked me, because it didn't even occur to me that Dave would be appreciative of a video, and by extension a track, that endorsed such full frontal nudity. But he did, and he'd already played it by the time I'd met up with him and John at the pod crawl. So to commemorate that rather surprising revelation, my selection for this episode 300 show is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. Now, Amanda Palmer has never been one who was afraid of showing her body. If you look online, you can find lots of examples of it in both video and photograph. But the video to this track, Wants It Back, is extraordinary. It's a brilliant, brilliant piece of work, and that's not entirely because Amanda Palmer is fully frontally nude throughout the entirety of the video. It's a really cool idea, really well executed, and I love it. And I also really like the track, and I'm glad that John had already introduced the track to Dave by the time I met up with him. So, happy episode 300, and my selection for this special episode is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra with Want It Back.
Phone can bang, ring it, ring, and you think you're gonna get some thing you can bring.
What a track. That was Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra with Want It Back. Thank you very much indeed, Colin, for spending the time to put that introduction together for us. Don't worry about being so far behind. You've got all this awesome music to catch up to. What can I say? Right, now, this next track was so popular, two people requested it. Oh. That is how we had 13 people requesting 12 songs. So the first person to request it was Thistleweb. And he said, good rap tunes have to tick a number of boxes. First, they have to be catchy in the overall finished product. But more importantly, they have to be catchy if you take the rap away to leave only the music. The tune has to breathe between sections. That music must be interesting enough to stand on its own, whilst being nondescript enough to allow the rapping to be the focal point of the tune. In almost every other genre, the parts of the tune that are easily defined chunks where the entire band stick to those borders. But good rap is very different. Good rap has the tune itself move onto a different chunk while the rap bleeds into it, and sometimes through it, smashing out the other side. It's not accidental either. It's an alien concept for musicians in other genres. It screams, you're doing it wrong. Being a US cultural thing, rap tends to be either Americans in their own accents or non-Americans rapping in American accents. Other than the Cockneys who rap in faux American accents about, in quotes, keeping it real. To hear a good rap done in a posh English accent is utter genius. The tune itself is intelligent and witty, and for a diss track to be this good and unique is a rare thing indeed. Did you want to read out Craig N's introduction?
Yes, okay, yes. Craig N says, congratulate... Why have you got it so lot big that... Hold on. Bear with me, people.
We'll get there in a minute.
I can't read the doc. It's going off the edge.
That's why I put it at the bottom.
And it wasn't there. There it is. Craig N says, congratulations on the imminent 300. Been a long-term listener, but only made it to the live chat a couple of times. I usually wait till I'm back at work and I need a pick-me-up on a Monday morning. Great tunes, great chat, and a nice strong coffee, which you don't get on the website. I would like to suggest Professor Elemental Fighting Trousers from show 267 for your best of just for the sheer silly brilliance of it. And the quirky mix of Victorian radio and stonking tune is a great way to represent the show. Look forward to the next 300, although I wonder if you'll have a permanent third presenter by show 400, having just listened to the Caracast.
Jeffrey, what's that you have in your hand, boy? Pass it over. A telegram. Oh dear. Seems someone has been biting me. Fetch me my trousers at once. No, not those. Those are my time travel trousers. Those are my tea trousers. That's it. Those ones. My fighting trousers. Sir, regarding your recent foray into the rap business and the scene you portray, see, I don't normally approve of war games, but he's biting is what they all say. And by Harry, they might be right. This is hip-hop, not an Elvis night. Shelve this professor impersonation. Let it end now, it's impertinent waiting. You seem a reasonable chap. What you need to do is rap and not parody chap-hop, cause that's not proper, just not cricket. Put away your ukulele or I'll tell you where to stick it. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou, put on my fighting trousers. I've got super producers and fans that play me. You have a granddad's moustache and a ukulele. Don't look around, sir, I'm speaking to you. Roll up your shirt sleeves, Queensbury rules. Never to test professors with the cleverest wits. Let's settle this like gentlemen armed with heavy sticks on a rotating plate with spikes like Flash Gordon. And you're Peter Duncan, I gave you fair warning. When this George Formby clone is performing, audiences go home before he begins talking. A new career might be more rewarding. I'm a bright Brighton peer, your rap's Piers Morgan. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professors ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lose. Put on my fighting trousers. I've not seen you at ciphers or workshops with kids or gigs, dear sir. You're not worthy of this. Sold out to Coca-Cola, used for a trend. And that means you're banned from using a pen. Hope it's safe to assume you won't do it again. Set foot on my stage and get ruined again. Be out, Mr. B. I set the egg timer. There's not room in town for two gentlemen rhymers. Leave town by the end of this instrumental. Yours, etc, etc, sincerely, and so forth, Professor Elemental. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professors ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou, put on my fighting trousers. Oh. Sorry, I'm sorry, Jeffrey, but it gets my goat. Gets my dander right up. It's bloody told him. No, no jazz solo. This is supposed to be a diss song. Jeffrey, get off the drums.
Love that track.
I do like that one.
It's interesting. As Chris from Canada said, it is steampunk rap of a type. It's classified as chap hop, but really it's just rap with somebody pretending to be a posh dude, basically. But I listened to the whole album from which this comes, and if you click through the link to the artist, there's the link to his Bandcamp page. But for me, whilst this is a standout track, the rest of the tracks on the album are all kind of, yeah, they're okay. But I think because this one stands out so well, nothing else kind of comes up to its level, which is really unfortunate in a way, because it is a fantastic track, and it's not Creative Commons either. First non-Creative Commons track of the evening, which to say we're on track 9 isn't too bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. So thank you, Thistleweb and Craig N, for recommending that track. Excellent choice, in my opinion. But there again, I chose it originally, so... I don't think... I actually went out and found it. I think Dan from Rat Hole Radio played this first and I stole it from him.
That rings a slight bell, because he usually comes back and say, oh, look what I've heard on such and such.
Yeah, I'll be honest. If I find a track from somewhere else, I'll say who it's from. But I actually wrote to Professor Elemental himself and said, do you mind if I play it? And he went, no. Well, he probably said, no. Or something of...
No, I don't mind if you do.
I do not mind what. Okay, that's probably verging on the disrespectful now.
Would it prefer?
I don't know if you're trying to talk to us, John, but you're kind of not very stable. Referring to your connection, of course, not you personally.
Yeah, does anybody else not think it a bit ironic that the first non-CC track of the evening was chosen by a co-host of a show that actually does non-stop promotion of internet freedom?
Good point there.
That is a very good point,
what
yes.
What say you to that, Mr. Thistleweb?
Ooh, Thistleweb, you're in trouble.
Again. Oh, dear. Oh, well. Anyway, let's move on, because we are going well over the hour, which isn't a problem, but...
it's kind of okay when it's...
It is a music show, this one, isn't it? It's a music special. Okay, now, the next track has been recommended to us from Yannick, who is not in Mumble, but he is in the chat room. And he says, what else than a French artist singing in French could I suggest for the 300th episode? This is Contraband with Le Chemin de Traverse. And I probably completely crashed that pronunciation.
pris les chemins de travers. J'ai trop fait l'école buissonnière pour m'évader, pour m'inventer la vie rêvée que je souhaitais, faite de jeux et d'interdits. Me pardonneras-tu ma mère, mais j'ai toujours été guidé par ces petites voix intérieures qui me suggéraient de consumer la vie par les deux côtés. Ces voix sans cesse me répétaient: Joker devant toi, tu ne sais jamais ce qui vient. Tout reste derrière toi et tu n'emporteras rien. Me pardonneras-tu mon père, ta fortune dilapidée sur une partie de poker mal engagée, mal terminée. Toi qui m'avais tant appris que ces jeux se devaient de m'être interdits. Me pardonneras-tu mon père, ta mémoire déshonorée? Moi qui voulais que tu sois fier, j'ai tout joué, j'ai tout perdu. J'ai goûté aux fruits défendus, à tous ces jeux qui m'étaient interdits. Joker devant toi, jamais ce qui vient. Tout reste derrière toi et tu n'emporteras rien. Me pardonneras-tu ma fille le poids de mon triste héritage? Moi qui voulais que les étoiles brillent, que tout soit beau dans le paysage, je ne te laisse que quelques pierres, de quoi jouer aux interdits bancaires. Me pardonneras-tu ma fille lorsqu'un beau jour tu comprendras que je ne suis qu'un sombre imbécile, même si tu m'appelais papa. J'espère que tu ne suivras pas ma voix, que jamais tu ne l'entendras te chanter Joker devant toi. Tu ne sais jamais ce qui vient et tout reste derrière toi. Ouais, tu n'emporteras rien.
That was Le Chemin de Traverse by Contraband, as recommended by Yannick and originally played on episode 279 of the podcast earlier this last year. Now, I just remembered whilst that song was playing that Yannick actually recommended it to us the first time we played it.
Uh-huh.
So he's recommended it twice now. This is a good track.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
Cool.
Well, we have two more tracks to go. That was the last of the Creative Commons ones, I'm afraid. So the next two are not Creative Commons, but they are still rather awesome.
So next up, we have a suggestion from the lovely Bodhi, which we featured on show 280.
Before you announce it, just turn the volume up a little bit.
Yes. So this is Ready to Blow by Aviator Shades. We'll be right back.
No, there isn't one. I thought there was.
I was expecting a boom
yes.
at the end.
That was Aviator Shades with Ready to Blow. Thank you to Bodhi for recommending that to us. And I have been told that there will be another Aviator Shades track coming our way very soon, which we'll play to you on a future show. So, yeah, we played that track on episode 280 of the Bugcast, only a few weeks back, actually, a couple of months back, maybe. So, awesome. We are kind of heading towards the end of the show now. If the people at Worldwide Indie Radio are still listening, it's entirely possible now they're not, I do apologise, then thank you for listening. Next week, the Bugcast episode 301. I got the 300 beer right. We'll be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 14th of February at 9:30 p.m. UK time-ish.
Must say the ish
now. It's kind of a thing. What we need is, I need to take the ish from the bumper that Yannick did for us and put it to the end of the show after the shut up giggity goo thing. Yes, giggity-goo. Right, so yes, if you'd like to get in contact with us and let us know what you think of our show, then please do drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. We are also available on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and other places on the web. If you go to thebugcast.org/contact, you'll see all the links there in glorious Technicolor for you to click on. Indeed so. So, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you to the guys listening in the Mumble chat room, who I have had muted up to this point. I do apologise. So thank you for coming and joining us, guys, and sort of participating.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity.
They're a bit slow responding, aren't they?
It's been fun.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, and I finally wish to talk.
Hey. He's found out how to speak. Excellent. Right. Okay, so it is last track time. Woo-hoo. Careful.
Yay.
What do you mean, yay? It is last track time. And this is a track that has been recommended to us by Ro from the Dark Compass. So we will leave you in his capable hands.
It's like buns, but...
We'll leave you in his capable buns, yes. And we shall catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Hi, Dave and Caroline, it's Ro. I'm actually on a train on the way back into London at the moment, and I'm catching up on your show, and I completely neglected to submit a track which I've liked from your show for the past 2 years, but I'd like to... I'd like to submit this one. This is Chamber of Echoes with World of Silence. You played it back on show 289, which wasn't too long ago, but it reminded me so much of listening to them for the first time, and I really, really did enjoy it. So could I have Chamber of Echoes and World of Silence, please? Thanks a lot, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Well, times have changed now. We all watch our backs now. Society controls our every act now. Told how to feel, told how to think, told what to do when we're all in sync. Right now, we can make a difference. Stand tall, show our resistance. Take away, show what we stand for. Run away, to the headlights we had before. Does it hurt you?
podcast. Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.